How can you cross-train your team to deepen your bench strength? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today's Leader Feeder, let's look at how we can increase the flexibility of your team to handle the kind of disruption that you probably have with the COVID-19 situation and the eventual recovery of it. So, you'd think that cross-training is something that most of us would embrace naturally. After all, wouldn't it be great if so many members of your team could easily do the jobs of other team members? That is especially true when you've got attendance issues, where people haven't shown up for work, or you have to run shorthanded. If you had more people doing more of the critical jobs, then you'd be able to establish production even during the times when you're shorthanded. So, how can you ensure that your team is capable of handling all the key jobs? Well, keep in mind that I'm recording this again during the COVID-19 period, where your team is being probably put through more of a test than ever before. Some are speeding up and having to meet higher than ever production demands, while others, of course, are more downsizing and slowing down to deal with reduced or drop in business. So either way, of course, your team needs to be able to flex and flow to the work. If they're able to do that, you know, then they're basically the most flexible team that you could have in helping you achieve your production targets. So when you're shorthanded, it might seem impossible to keep up with production, but what are some of the most crucial jobs? In fact, that becomes leadership tip number one today. Identify what the most crucial jobs are in your department. Where is it critical that you have more people to be trained? And then if you had to decide who on your team should be cross-trained on those jobs, who would you select? Usually, if you look at your team, you could actually keep track of who's qualified in which jobs, and it would be easy to identify who should be cross-trained next on a particular job task. The next question you have to ask is, how are you going to do that cross-training? And this is a real challenge for many supervisors and leaders, because when you think about it, most of the time you're running fairly tight on labor. You don't have a lot of extra people around, so to double them up for training purposes can be a bit of a challenge. And of course, if you're in a senior management role or a middle management role, you might be saying, hey, how can I actually justify putting some extra labor on just to do the cross training that I might not need? Of course, that's probably the wrong way to look at it, because if you've ever had production disrupted because you didn't have enough people qualified to run the machines, then you'd know that doing the cross-training can pay off in the long run. Just avoiding that one extra day of production lost because of a team not being able to run the machine could easily pay for the extra labor of doing the cross-training. So be innovative, think through what are the ways that you could do it. Another suggestion that I have is recognize that sometimes downtime comes to you unexpectedly. A machine could go down, either up process from yours, or maybe downstream, and you're told, hey, you got to stop production. What if you had a cross training ready to go, so at that very moment you could take advantage of the 15, 30 minutes or 2 hours of downtime to go ahead and re-qualify one of the people on your team to do a job that you are lacking in flexibility? You know, work at it systematically. It's not something that you have to fix in one shot. But make that business case and you'll find that you can get more of your team cross-trained, and as they are, it'll increase your flexibility as a leader. Now, to help people deal with not only the COVID-19 situation, but just become more capable in general, we've done some workshops that are recorded on stress resilience. Those are in previous Leader Feeder segments, but you'll find it on our store at uniquedevelopment.com. We're also adapting to the new reality and delivering training remotely using the technology like you see here, and even more than what you're seeing here. So you can look at that on our website. So whether you want us to come in and do live training like we normally do, or you want to take advantage of this new flexibility to deliver the training remotely while your internal facilitators lead people through activities, we're here to help. Look us up at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on our social media platforms.